Friends, up till now, we have almost covered all the trade finance related activities which generally the traders, bankers and other entities are undertaking. Almost the whole coverage will indicate that if everything is fine, there should not be any difficulty in realization of the export bills as well as effecting the payment of import bills. Okay, whenever we are talking about the trade, provided all the rules, regulations and everything is covered. But ultimately there are two risks in the entire international trade transaction. One is an insurance risk and second one is a credit risk. Operational risk, generally it is managed within the institution or the bank or financial institution itself. So insurance per se, each and every time whenever the trade agreement happens, that time either party takes the insurance and cover the insurance risk in case of anything happened to the goods which are on the voyage. This is about the goods what I am talking about for the insurance risk. But there is one more risk, that is a credit risk, where that risk is not pertaining to the goods but it is pertaining to the transactions, or it may be the finance which is made available to the exporter or importer by the financial institution and also the exporters. That risk is sometimes holding back granting the credit facilities to the exporter or importer, and so as to obviate or so as to come out of that kind of situation. There is one organization or one institution has come into the existence by the Act of the Parliament, Government of India, stating that there should be a guarantee for the payment to be provided to the exporter whenever they export the goods. Now, nobody is coming forward. Therefore, government has established this institution which is called as Export Credit Guarantee Corporation. Export Credit Guarantee Corporation. And there will be a stake of the government in formation of this company also. Okay. So, this particular ECGC, that is Export Credit Guarantee Corporation, covers the risk of all the exports which have been made by the exporters. Okay. We have to understand in this chapter, which is specifically devised for the ECGC, what are the types and how the ECGC manages the risk, how the ECGC manages the risk of the export of the goods and services. Okay. For that purpose, there is an intervention of sometimes the financial institution, particularly the bankers. Okay. They are the intermediary through which the scheme has been implemented, or sometimes directly they are approaching exporter or importer. Exporter approaches directly to the this corporation so as to get the their goods covered for the purpose of covering the risk. In this chapter is devised in such a manner to understand a little bit about the functions of Export Credit Guarantee Corporation and what are the policies issued by the ECGC. Then what about the financial guarantees that will be issued? Some new schemes have been developed or designed by the ECGC, because they are always R&D, research and development always happens in any organization. Similar manner in ECGC also, the R&D, they are felt that there should be some different scheme for small exporters, and accordingly they came into the scheme came into the existence. And the credit insurance cover the category of Indian exports to Russia.
So these are some of the important aspects we have structured in this chapter. Okay.
As I said earlier, this institution is owned by Government of India, that is ECGC, and it provides the export credit insurance to support the Indian exporters, and it is controlled by the Ministry of Commerce. Government of India has initially set up the Export Risk Insurance Corporation somewhere in 1957. Thereafter, a lot of development happens and finally the ECGC came into the existence. Now, the functions under the administrative ECGC, which functions under the administrative control of Ministry of Commerce and Industry, Department of Commerce, Government of India, and it is managed by the board of directors, which comprising of the representative of the various government representatives, as well as the Reserve Bank of India, banking, insurance, and the exporters community. Okay. Now, one by one, we will going to understand the functions of the functions as well as other activities undertaken by the ECGC. ECGC provides a range of credit risk insurance covers to exporters against the loss of export of the goods and the services as well. This also offers the guarantees to the banks and financial institutions to enable the exporters to obtain the better facility from them. If banks and financial institution get the what you call as covers or guarantee of effecting the payment by somebody, then they will be little bit liberal for granting the credit facilities to the exporters. ECGC also provides the overseas investment insurance to the Indian companies who are investing in the joint venture and abroad and in the form of equity or loan and advances. Okay. So particularly, the function consists of, it offers insurance to the protection to the exporters against the payment risk. It provides the guidance to the export, which is related to the export related activities. It makes available the information on different countries with its own credit rating arrangement. This ECGC also has the credit rating arrangement. Okay. They give the credit rating to the different countries depending upon the internal development of those countries, and then they will decide whether to cover will be given to the export made to that country or not. Okay. Then it is make it easy to obtain the export finance from the banks when such advanced information about the countries of the export, okay, will countries of the import will be made known to the bankers much at initial stage. Then assisting to the exporters in recovering the bad debts, okay, and provides the information on the credit worthiness and of the overseas buyers. Now question comes, if these are the functions, now question comes, why export credit insurance is required? Export credit insurance is required because payment for the exports are open to risk even at the best of time, and the risk have assumed the large proportion today because of far-reaching political and economic situation in different countries, and it is sweeping the world. Okay, so an outbreak of the war or civil war that may block or delay the payment of the goods exported. Recently you might have come across with the news that there was a war between Russia and Ukraine. Then imagine those exporters who have sent the goods to the exported the goods to the Russia or Ukraine, where ultimately entire world have completely barred the payment system, or they completely banned the payment arrangement that is through the SWIFT. all the banks have been debarred and no payment is forthcoming. Under such situation, it will be great loss to those exporters from the countries, right? So this kind of risk, warlike situation, will be covered by the ECGC. Similarly, civil war that may block the delay in payment for the goods exported. Now, civil war, a recent example is what is happening in the Sri Lanka. Complete political structure is changed. There was a war, public protest against the government, president, prime minister, everybody has to resign. Okay? And new government has came into the existence. By that time, there was absolutely no chance of receiving any funds from the Sri Lanka. Under the situation, the civil war, if the situation erupt like that, the ECGC may help you to give a credit to in respect of the losses which are suffered by the exporter. Then exporters have a face of commercial, exporter will also have to face the commercial risk of insolvency and protracted default by the buyer, intentional default by the buyer, which is called as a protracted default by the buyer, as well as the company goes into the liquidation, that is insolvency. Okay, the commercial risk of the foreign buyer is going bankrupt or losing his capacity to pay is aggravated due to the political and economic uncertainties in those countries. To come out of this situation, ECGC come forward and they say, okay, we will issue the covers and cover your risk of non-payment, but we will cover certain defined risk depending upon the premium that you will be going to make the payment to us. Now, the policies which are issued by the ECGC to the exporter directly, policies are issued to the exporter directly and guarantees are issued to the banks directly by the ECGC. Now, what are the other type of issuance of the any instruments for protecting the interest of the banks and the exporters also, that also we have to see. Now, standard policy and specific policies are the two types of policies that ECGC issues. And financial guarantee and special scheme guarantees are the two types of guarantees issued to the banks by the ECGC, right? Now, let us understand one by one which are the standard policies and how they are issuing, what is the criteria for issuance, what is the premium for that, how long and what risk it covers, that is more important. So, the standard policy of the ECGC is also called as a comprehensive risk policy. Comprehensive risk policy, it is commonly called as a standard policy only, and this is one ideally suited to cover the risk in respect of goods which are exported on the short-term credit, that is credit not exceeding 180 days, that is called short-term credit, okay? Then the policy, it covers both commercial and the political risk. What type of risk is getting covered under standard policy? Commercial risk as well as the political risk. From the date of shipment, the policy covers this risk. And it is issued to the exporter whose anticipated exported turnover, likely turnover of the export for the next 12 months, that is 1 year, is more than rupees 50 lakhs. Okay? So this is about the standard policy. The risk which is covered under the standard policy is commercial risk. Under commercial risk, the overseas buyer's insolvency is getting covered, then failure of the buyer to make the payment, okay, that is also covered, and buyer's failure to accept the goods, it is subject to certain conditions. Okay, another type of risk covered is LC, on LC opening bank. On LC opening bank, what would be the risk covered? Because in LC, ultimately it is a risk is covered, payment risk is covered by the concerned bank. However, insolvency of the LC opening bank, if the bank goes into the debt, or it is goes into the liquidation, then failure of the LC opening bank when it goes to the liquidation to make the payment, due to which the specified period, normally 4 months from the due date, insolvency of the LC opening bank came into the existence. Okay. Thereafter, the further steps will be initiated by ECGC to cover the exporter. Okay. Now, coming down to third type of risk, that is political risk. Imposition of the restriction by the government compulsorily not to make the payment even though goods are received, because there are sometimes shortage of the foreign currency in buyer's country. So government may take an action and instruct the bankers not to make payment or don't transfer any payment which is made by the buyer, but the banks are holding that. Okay, such kind of risk, that is political risk, is also covered under ECGC. War, civil war, then revolution or civil disturbances in the buyer's country, and new import restriction which may be implied on cancellation of the valid imports license in the buyer's country, this type of risk will be covered by the ECGC. Interruption of or diversion of the voyage of the vessel which is outside India, resulting into the payment, additional payment or additional freight or insurance charges, which cannot be covered under the buyer. The route which is declared at the time of making the shipment, that route will be the final, and the government will take care of, ECGC will take care of covering only that. If any route is changed, additional payment is required to be made as a freight charges, that will not be covered under by the ECGC under this political risk. Then small exporters policy. There are few policies we are going to see. Few policies. Small exporters policy. The small exporter policy is basically, it is nothing but it is a standard policy only, as we have seen. This incorporating certain improvement in terms of the cover, in order to encourage the small exporters to obtain and open the operate the policy. Therefore, it is issued to the exporters whose anticipated turnover is not exceeding 50 lakhs rupees per year. 50 lakhs rupees per year. And the nature of commercial and political risk cover is similar to that of a shipment under the comprehensive risk policy, under the standard policy. Standard policy is also called as a comprehensive risk policy, you know, as I said. So that is the only risk covered. Only thing is that less than 50 lakhs, if you have turnover and you are exporter, ideal and suitable policy for you to cover the non-payment by the overseas country or overseas buyer of the goods is small exporters policy. Okay. Then specific shipment policy is also issued by the ECGC. What is this specific shipment policies? This is also a short-term policy that is issued not beyond 180 days period. And it provides covers to the exporter against the commercial and political risk which is involved in the export of the goods in short-term credit which is not involving, which is not exceeding 180 days, that is 6 months. Now, exporter can take the cover of these policies for either a shipment or few shipments to the buyer under one contract. There will be contract of the buyer and seller. Entire contract will be covered, and that contract, the shipment, number of shipment that he is going to make, or number of times the shipment or consignment he is going to make to that particular buyer, then single policy, which is called as a specific shipment policy, will be issued by the ECGC. These policies also can be availed by the exporter who do not hold the standard policy or standard policy, and by exporters having this policy in respect of the shipments which is permitted by excluded from the purview of the overall risk policy, that is SCR. Service policy, where Indian companies conclude the contract with the foreign principals and also providing them with the technical or professional services, the payment due under that contract is an open risk and similar to that of supply of the goods, right? So, in order to give a measure of the protection to such exporters of the services, ECGC has introduced this service policy. Now, Export turnover policy is nothing but it is a variation of the standard policy for the benefit of the large exporters, who contribute not less than rupees 10 lakh as an annual premium to ECGC. Therefore, all the exporters who will pay the premium of rupees 10 lakh in a year are entitled to avail this export turnover policy. Otherwise, ECGC will deny. Then export specific buyer wise policy. Buyer wise policy is nothing but it is again the short term policy which provides the cover to the exporter against the commercial and political risk which is involved in the export of the goods on short term, that is 180 days basis credit to the particular buyer. All the shipment to the same buyer in respect of whose the policy is issued will have to be covered with the provisions to permit the exclusion of the shipment under LC. Means the policy is issued and there is a risk cover for the payment by receiving the LC from the buyer. So there is a provision, you exclude the shipment made under letter of credit and rest other shipments for the same buyer without LC, you can cover under that. Okay, so export who do not hold the standard policy, okay, or a specific risk cover policy, and also by exporters having the SCR policy or standard policy. All the shipment to the buyer in the question has been permitted to be excluded from the purview of standard risk policy. Now, consignment export policy or stockholding agent or global entity. You know, consignment export, we have already discussed that, where the period in lump sum the amount is paid, lump sum export is going to make, whether there is a demand or not, and it is stored in the warehouse as and when season starts or demand comes, that time these goods can be sold. But this type of policy, this realization of the policy, maximum period permitted is a 15 months time. So, ECGC understood the purpose for which this 15 months period is provided to the consignment exports. Therefore, ECGC says that it is one of the method of increasingly adopted by the Indian exporter, which is a consignment export where the goods are shipped and held in the stock overseas, which is ready for sale to the overseas, ready for the sale for overseas buyer. And the orders, whenever such kind of orders are issued. Consignment policy covers and protects the Indian exporters from possible losses when selling of the goods to ultimate buyer. Because when the consignment, when it is goes, it may go either to the agent or it is favored in consigned in favor of the bank, so as to take possession and store into the warehouse. So there are two types of policies which are available for covering the consignment export. One is a consignment export, which is stock holding agent, and second one is a consignment export, which is a global entity policy.
That is, other than the buyer or exact buyer of the goods, somebody else is holding the stock which is exported under consignment to the particular country, right? Then other type of policy which is issued by the ECGC is a specific policy which is issued by the ECGC, consists of one, buyer exposure policies, buyer wise exposure. There has been an instances, there has been demand or simplification of the procedure as far as the rationalization of the premium structure on the policy is concerned. So, considering the such kind of request, the exporters, from the exporters, the ECGC has decided to introduce the policy on which premium would be charged on the basis of expected level of exposure on one particular buyer. Expected level of exposure on one particular buyer. Okay. Then two types of exposure policies. One for covering the risk on the specific buyer, specified buyer, and another for covering the risk on all the buyers are offered. It depends upon the requirement of the exporter. If continuously he is supplying the goods for only one buyer, then the buyer's exposure policy is fine. But there are different policies, there are different buyers. To cover up all the buyers together also, ECGC says we will issue the policy and cover the risk of non-payment. So there are two types of exposure policies that is offered by the ECGC. One is an exposure, that is single buyer policy for covering the risk on the only specified buyer. And the another policy is exposure where there will be multiple buyer or multi-buyer policy, covering all the risk on all the buyers of the exporters. Another policy is IT enabled service policy. IT enabled service policy. This IT enabled service policy is issued to cover some commercial and political risk which is involved in rendering the information technology enabled services to the particular customer or buyer. So, IT's policies will provide cover in respect of the contract for rendering the services during the defined period of time with billing on the basis of the services which is provided by the Indian exporters during a period, a week, a month or quarter, or wherever payment due, the services are rendered will be received in foreign currency. Then software project policy. Software project policy. This is also a kind of policy which is provided by ECGC. It was observed or found by the ECGC that generally the services policy does not meet with the exact requirement of the software exporters. Okay. This new credit insurance cover meets the need of the software exports, namely the software project policy, where the payment will be received in foreign exchange. Then construction work policy. You will not imagine even for the construction work policy will also be issued by the ECGC. This construction work policy is designed to provide a cover to an Indian contractor who is executing the civil contract or turnkey project abroad. For them also, this is they require this policy to be obtained from ECGC. Specific policy for the supply contract. The standard policy, okay, is a whole turnover policy which is designed to provide a continuous insurance for regular flow of an exporter shipment for which the credit period is standardized and it does not exceed 180 days. So, contract for the export of the capital goods or sometimes a turnkey projects or civil construction contract, the work which is going, which is happening abroad for giving the services abroad are not of the repetitive nature and they involve the medium and long term credit. Therefore, the specific policy for supply contract is issued by ECGC. Now,
Another type of policy is a specific shipment policy. A one type of shipment, type of consignment or type of shipment is made. Only for the type of shipment, only policy, ECGC can issue the policy. This shipment, this specific shipment policy, this will be obtained by the exporter that have secured the contract of the supply of the capital goods, machinery or any other aircraft or whatever it may be, only one single shipment. So machinery for the purpose of the industrial, maybe industrial parts also it will be covering. So whenever such a type of contract is secured by the Indian exporters for the supply of the capital goods, such as machinery or equipments on deferred payment terms, deferred payment terms, that is beyond 180 days, longer period is provided, and this particular policy of the ECGC covers, protect the exporter or supplier against the non-receipt of the payment due to the commercial and political reason. Now, specific service policy, where Indian companies conclude the contract with the foreign principals and provides them with the technical and the professional services. But many times payment due under the contract doesn't come. Under such situation, the specific service policy will take care of non-payment of the overseas party to the service providers from India. So in order to give the measures to the protect such a exporters of the services, ECGC has introduced the service policies. A wide range of services like technical and professional or hiring or leasing services, etc. This kind of policies can be issued by ECGC. Now, letter of credit confirmation cover. You know, letter of credit, that is documentary credit, is issued by the buyer of the goods. But many times, it requires the confirmation if the ELC issuing bank or that credit issuing bank is very small and doesn't have that much exposure or doesn't have that much capital to take or undertake such kind of transaction. Under these circumstances, supplier demand from the buyer that whenever you issue your policy, ensure that your LC or letter of credit will be confirmed by some other bank, which is either in my country or third country. Okay. So whenever such a credit is confirmed by any other bank, then without any recourse, they have to make the payment to the exporter. Okay. This may happen due to the insolvency or default of the LC opening bank or due to certain political risk such as war, transfer delays, moratorium, which may delay and prevent the transfer of funds from the bank to the India. Under such situation, this letter of credit confirmation cover will also be issued by the ECGC. Okay. The transfer cover, which seeks the safeguard from the banks in India against the losses which are arising out of the any situation, that is political situation or non-payment situation, and the loss due to the political risk is covered up to 90% of the value of the export, and the loss due to the commercial risk, if it is there, then 75% of the loss will be covered by ECGC under this policy. Thank you to you.